this was the deal, or the bigger of the deals. You know, we've got others we're working on, but this is the large one we were talking about in March.
Back then, we did hear that the deal could be worth $500 million. Is this still the case?
I believe so. I mean, you know, it's going to run for a long period of time, 20 years, and it's going to cover many different products. So I believe it will.
What types of products are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about dermatological products. You know, most things that attack the skin, when you formulate xanthan album oil into it, it seems to have a broad spectrum response to. Things like eczema creams, warts, acne, actinic keratosis, which are the precancerous skin lesions that people go and get cut off and burnt off. Most things that afflict the skin.
How long has TFS been talking to Galderma?
Oh, well, we've been talking to not just Galderma, but the broader dermatological sector now for about 4.5 years. And that's as a result of seeing the way that the oil was used in India and still is used in Ayurvedic medicine, and also the traditional Chinese medicine areas and the way they use it and still, you know, are using it today.
Back in March, we did hear that the deal would see $4,500 per kilogram paid. Are you, TFS, still happy with that amount?
Oh, look, we are. That's in US dollars. I mean, the Australian dollars we receive is almost $5,000, which is, you know, double the global market price today. So we've got a premium because we produce a pharmaceutical product. We've got some IP that, you know, we've produced around that. And it's not just a standard oil. It is a pharmaceutical grade oil that, you know, we are now producing.
What percentage, I guess it would be a ballpark figure here, is Galderma expecting to use of TFS's oil?
Well, that's a little bit difficult to answer. They probably can use all of it, you know, but we may want to supply a little bit to other sectors like cosmetic, perfumery, and take some of the wood out for carvings just to keep the other industries alive as well.
Are you in talks with other businesses or companies about selling more of your product?
We are. I mean, you know, I travel almost monthly around the world, engaged with those other sectors like cosmetic, perfumery, the traditional, you know, worship markets where it's used in cremations, it's used in prayers, it's used in other religious items, you know, the general carving market. There are many, many markets, you know, that use this product and revere it.
Do they pay as well as a company like Galderma, though?
We've had no problems through Mount Romance, although we deal in the, you know, the poorer cousin, the Santalum spicatum, and we've been dealing with a host of global industries and companies over the past 6 years as the owners of Mount Romance. We've never had an issue dealing with the global companies nor getting paid.
With Galderma and the products that we've already spoken about, which they will be launched, when are we expecting to see them on the shelf?
Well, I think their timetable has them launching the product in the US in December this year.
Will it be available in Australia?
That'll be up to them. They sell their dermatological products in over 80 countries worldwide.